Hi, I'm Anushka.
And I'm Akila.
And you're listening to
Through the Fifth Dimension.
In today's episode, we will be discussing dark humor and society's conflicting views about it.
So, Anushka, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say dark humor?
Honestly, I think Family Guy and South Park and maybe Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
But that's more shock humor.
But yeah, so I feel like Family Guy has this like, they're just known for their dark humor shock humor as well. Yeah. And South Park as well, like, occasionally, though, like...
Yeah. Like, I feel like Rick and Morty is, like, mainly shock humor. Mm-hmm. But, like, all of these do fall under dark humor. Like, they all do really showcase dark humor. And that's how they get their audience. Like, especially with Family Guy. Yeah. Like, I watch Family Guy. It's hilarious. But also, there's a lot of... Like, I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about Family Guy in this episode.
Yeah.
But before we move ahead, I just want to put out the definition for dark humor and even shock humor for people out here who don't really know what it is. So dark humor is a style of comedy that makes light of subject matter that is generally considered taboo, particularly subjects that are normally considered serious or painful to discuss.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, see, keeping this definition in mind, the way our generation has twisted this into something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just straight up just offensive at times. Not at times, most times. I feel like it's straying so far from the actual value of dark humor. You know, because most of the time it's social, it should be social commentary or like joking about your own personal trauma, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I feel like dark humor is like often not utilized properly anymore and is like often used as a way to, as a tool to sort of conceal a person's like phobic thoughts, beliefs and like values. Like, I feel like a lot of people just sort of say a lot of like sexist stuff and transphobic stuff and they just use like dark humor to sort of like cover that and be like, oh no, it's a joke, don't you get dark humor?
Exactly. And I feel like the worst part about it is that people who do make these jokes aren't part of the minority groups that they're making jokes about. That's why people get offended, and they're right to get offended, because regardless of whether they're not in the group as well, like, you like, as a, it's objectively offensive most times.
See, like, I also want to define, like, shock humor, just so we know that difference.
Yeah.
So, shock humor is a style of comedy that's intended to shock the audience through the use of particularly offensive, sexual, or surprising jokes. It's purely based on shock value.
Yeah.
So, I feel like a lot of people mix up dark humor and shock humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shock humor sort of falls under dark humor and is, like, a subcategory of that, but not all dark humor has to be shock humor.
Exactly. Because, like, see, if, for example, if I joke about something that I've been through, like a traumatic incident, and maybe my friends already know about that, that won't be considered shock humor, technically. You know, it's just straight up dark humor. And if it's done well, it can be funny, it can be, it can leave an effect on the audience. And I feel like that's the most important part of dark humor.
Yeah, you know, I feel like dark humor is actually a very interesting way to spread awareness and spread, like, awareness about a topic. I feel like it's, honestly, for me, that's my favorite sort of humor to actually get into. But now, I just feel like it's a way to propagate a lot of stereotypes and a lot of hate.
And these people, not just the fact that they're misusing dark humor, it's just the fact that they don't even understand what a joke is anymore. Like, a joke is meant to have a setup and a punchline.
Yeah.
And I will read out the definition of a punchline for you. A punchline concludes a joke. It is intended to make people laugh. It is the third and final part of the typical joke structure. It follows the introductory framing of the joke and the narrative, which sets up for the punchline. So, basically, it's... I know that not everyone is a professional comedian, okay? I'm not telling them to sit down and write jokes if they're just with their friends. But if you know something is offensive, why would you just decide to joke about that out of nowhere? Like, you know, the main part of dark humor is that it's rarely joked about. And that's why, like people use it as social commentary or, like, personal trauma, as I've said before already.
See, like, dark humor, honestly, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with using dark humor commonly. Like,
mm-hmm.
if it's just, like, your sense of humor.
If it's done well.
Yeah, if it's done well. And also, it's a form of coping.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people use it as a mechanism for coping.
Exactly.
Like, that's how people get to. Like, a very popular example of this is Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know for a fact that he uses a lot, like, his father's death as a part of his sets a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he uses that joke a lot, and he obviously, like, makes use of that fact. So I feel like that obviously falls under dark humor, and it's not necessarily bad. I don't think he's making I don't think he's making his father's death any less
significant,
yeah, or like traumatic, yeah. But like, yeah, like, I don't think dark humor has anything to do with using comedy.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, like, for me personally, I feel like if it's done too commonly, it can be kind of redundant. But at the same time, I agree with your point as well.
Your point, like, you mean, like, in Family Guy, for example?
Yeah.
Like, I know that they bring in, I'm pretty sure it's, like, Peter's father.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, meant to be a pedophile.
His name is Quagmire.
No, Quagmire is the neighbor.
Oh, never mind.
I
have never seen the show.
I think Hector, his name, I think.
Oh,
is
yeah, that sounds like his name.
So, like, he's the grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of jokes on him being a pedophile and sort of, like, doing sexual activities around children.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like maybe that is something that kind of makes less of pedophilia in the long run.
Exactly, because if it's the butt of the joke every single time.
It is, kind of, yeah.
If that's the case, then is it really dark humor anymore? Or are you just laughing at pedophilia?
That's the,
like, laughing at pedophilia as in, like, not, like, laughing at the people who do that and making fun of them because that's terrible to do, you know?
Yeah.
Not like that. Like, laughing at it as in you think it's not a serious issue. It makes it out to not be a serious issue anymore.
Yeah, because I feel like people, it starts normalizing the entire culture of pedophilia in a sense. And I don't mean to, like, you know, ruin the fun or anything. Like, I find those scenes very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you find the bit really funny. But I see the debate that arises from that, that constantly joking and making a certain subject, which is so taboo and so, like, you know, fragile, the butt of the joke could make it insignificant in the long run. Like, I see the problem with dark humor there, but I'm still very gray about it.
Yeah.
But moving on, I want to bring up something really interesting, and that's Veer Das's rape joke. So he went to Washington, D.C. and gave a monologue at the John F. Kennedy Center. And over there, I'm going to, you know, quote his joke. He said this. He said, "I come from in India where we worship women during the day and gang rape them at night." Now, he got so much hate for this. And it, like, this joke had a lot of attention around it, especially, like, obviously from Indians. Because a lot of people perceive this as slander and defamation towards India. And a lot of Indians felt like he's perpetuating India's rep as backward, misogynistic country that has women being, like, raped in every alley.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as an Indian, I didn't think there was anything really wrong with this joke.
Yeah.
I found the situation in which he said maybe a bit bad. Like, he should not have gone and said it, like, in Washington, D.C. with a entirely white crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe I feel like that's where he kind of messed up. But the joke itself, the content of the joke, is not wrong. Like, he's saying the truth. And as he said, it's social commentary.
Yeah.
So that, I feel like, is peak dark humor.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people just saw it. And I feel like this is why we even picked the topic. Like, I feel like nowadays a lot of people are talking about this,
mm-hmm.
especially with this joke.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that is peak dark humor, and that is how dark humor is done correctly, even though it got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
What do you think?
See, I believe that it's all about the intention, context, and effect of the joke.
Hmm.
And also, like, as far as context goes, it majorly depends on the audience, where you're saying this, and whether they understand what you mean.
Yeah, so you need to understand your audience. Right?
Yeah. So you could have no ill intentions, but people will still take it the wrong way if they don't get what you mean. Because say a person who is white, who's living in the US, doesn't know much about the situation in India and what happens here Yeah. The amount of sexual assault cases that happen here.
Yeah.
And they just hear this joke. And then they think this guy is, like, making a joke, like, and making fun of it. Yeah. And he's an Indian. And he thinks it's okay. Then that would obviously mean that the audience takes it wrong. So I don't blame either of the people in this situation. Because I understand, see, Veer Das is a person I really like. Because he does do dark humor a lot. And he does it well. Majority of the time, you know, he brings he touches upon a lot of touchy subjects that people don't really speak about in comedy.
Right.
Instead, they just make fun of these things, or, you know, they don't even talk about them.
Yeah.
So I like how he does his dark humor, but a lot of people don't understand it because they don't want to break it down. They just want to sit there and have a laugh.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't want to think about all these world issues when they're sitting at a stand-up comedy place.
Sure, yeah. I really like that Veer Das really utilizes dark humor to bring awareness to a lot of, like, dark truths. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing about rape in India is, of course, it's very high. And that's true. Like, what he said, I genuinely see the truth in it. But, like, that is the conclusion of what we think about Veer Das's rape joke at Washington, D.C. So, I think we all know what I'm talking about when I refer to the Chris Rock situation. And if you basically don't, I'm going to quote him directly. He said, "Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2. Can't wait to see you." And this received so much backlash and a literal slap by Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jada's buzz cut, like, which she had in 2022 Oscars, was a decision she made after suffering from alopecia, which is basically a disease that causes hair loss.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a fashion choice or something. Like, it was a genuine problem.
Yeah.
And I feel like for women, especially, like, hair is so important.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would be very sensitive about hair loss. If I had alopecia and I had to shave my head, I think, first of all, that's very courageous of her.
Yeah.
Especially in the public light. And I know, like, a lot of people would be like, oh, no, it's not, like, that's serious and all. But, like, a lot of people find beauty in the way their hair looks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people value how their hair looks. And then losing that, like, without your choice, like, obviously it's taken away due to a disease, is really heartbreaking. Exactly. So what do you feel about Chris Rock making that joke?
I feel like we can't reach a conclusion about this topic.
Yeah, because obviously, like,
everyone's different on different sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of more like how a person, like, a person's perspective on this. Like, okay. I think this comes back to the topic of it's not that deep, or oh my god, you're a snowflake.
Oh my god, yeah, I really want to talk about this with you. I feel like I've heard, like, dude, like, it's just a joke so many times.
Yeah.
Like, so many times.
It's really annoying.
Especially in context of rape jokes.
Yeah.
So many times.
Either it's rape jokes or, like, racist jokes, which are, like, straight
and
up
homophobic.
Not okay. Everything that's, like, targeting a marginalized group,
yeah,
those are, like, people are so open to making jokes about that nowadays.
Yeah.
And then they act as if we are doing something wrong when we're offended to them.
Yeah.
To them. We're offended by them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, okay, see, I don't want to, like, generalize the group of people who do make these jokes, because I do know there are a lot of different types of people from different genders, from different races. They all make these type of jokes. It's very normalized in our generation. But I feel like a lot of the times it is, like, people who do not fall under marginalized groups, like, for example, like a white man, you know, because most of the time a white man doesn't go through as much oppression as, like, a black man or a black woman, an Indian woman.
But,
you know,
hold on. Like, I have something to say against that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you saying, like, a white man can't do dark humor? Like,
definitely
regarding
not
racism?
That's not what I mean. Like, if they're making a joke about how society treats people and they're laughing at the racist people, then I understand. But if it's something like they're just making a joke which is just straight up insensitive, and you should not even be saying that in, like, 2023.
Yeah.
That, I think, is unacceptable. So, see, the thing is, as long as you know what you're doing,
yeah,
and you don't have ill intentions, you know your audience, you can make a joke, you can write a joke.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine. Like, it still depends on how the audience receives it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it all depends on the context.
Yeah. Like, circling back to Chris Rock's joke, actually, now that I think about it, like, with this discussion, I feel like 100% he should have gotten Jada's consent to say that, because at the end of the day, that's a really huge audience.
You're never gonna know how people are gonna react to something like that.
So, like, and it is alopecia is a serious problem. Mm-hmm. Like, it's genuinely a very stigmatized thing. And, like, I just feel like it was miscommunication, and I think he did apologize.
Yeah.
I think he handled the slap pretty well.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of them were right.
Yeah. And again, circling back to our conversation about, like, you know, people saying it's not that deep, I feel like that's a lot related to how they grew up and the type of people they surround themselves with. And I'm not trying to generalize here, but one thing I've noticed a lot with guy friend groups, like where it consists mainly of guys, they do this thing, my personal experience, by the way, which I've like observed, they do this thing where, like, if a guy, like, insults his friend, like, as a joke, quote-unquote, and it's actually serious, and the guy reacts in, like, oh, that hurt me, and, like, I don't want you to say that, they'll call him, like, oh, you're weak, and you're, like, you're not a man, and, like, things like
it's
that.
It's, like, toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity, related to an upcoming episode. We say that about everything, but, like, anyways. Yeah. So, they say things like that. So, then, this guy, he's like, oh, so I'm weak for that, right? So next time someone makes a joke about him, he's probably going to just react with another joke, and which insults the other guy.
And that's like a cycle.
It's a cycle of endless insulting jokes. So I feel like, in a way, and maybe not even just guy friend groups. Like, I've been in some friend groups.
You're talking about your personal experience with guy friend groups.
I've been in some friend groups where people have made weird jokes about me as well. And when I reacted, they just said, like, hey. They just said, hey, why are you acting like a snowflake right now?
Oh, my God.
You know, and it's, like, it's not even just about toxic masculinity. People just think everything is you're being oversensitive.
Yeah, and, okay, tell me if you agree or not. And this is, I don't mean this in, like, a, oh, my God, we have to, like, actually, no, I do kind of mean it like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Indian households, like, Indian kids are very, like, normalized.
Immune to that?
Yeah, very immune to racism now, because we hear it a lot in our own households.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I'm sorry, but, like, I know, we all know. Okay, so, like, I feel like, especially, like, when you go to America and all, like, for Indian kids, like, this is very common. I feel like that's why a lot of, like, at least my, obviously, like, we live in India, like, all my friends are kind of Indian. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like that's why it's, dark humor is just very accepted here.
Exactly. And the thing is, India's a very homogeneous country, right?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, so scared every time, like, a foreigner comes to India.
Why are you scared?
No, I'm scared about what my parents or, like, my grandparents would say about them. Like, bro, I don't want to sit down and have another talk about racism with you, please.
Yeah, like, see, like, if Akila comes to my house and I say something, like, I know she'll be like, oh, this goes on in my house too, like, it's normal. But, like, it is, like, I understand. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like dark humor has a lot to do with upbringing too.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just very immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm very immune to it. So, like, that's just a lot of, not that I'm calling my family racist. Guys, please don't, like, no, we're not doing that much controversial stuff. Like, I'm just saying, out of observation of people around me, like, I see, like, this is just a general observation. I thought that'd be fun to add.
Yeah, like, I feel like with our generation, we've taken a lot of steps forward in terms of, like, how we view marginalized groups. Because people, like, I know that my parents, not my parents, like, my family in general, the older people in my family, they do make some comments, and they don't see what's wrong with it most of the time. And that's because of how their generation has been taught, hey, you should think this about these people and stereotypes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's why they think it's okay to joke about it, or okay to make fun of people like that. And they don't really see what's wrong with it. But our generation is way more aware about it. And that's why I get so frustrated when I see, like, a person of my age making jokes about marginalized groups, especially people who are Indian themselves. Like, hello, you are a person of color. You know how it feels, right? I mean, maybe not if you're living
in
India.
I feel like it's actually, this is so random and off topic, it's kind of isolating to be Indian, because in a sense, like, when they refer to Asians and all, they really don't refer to India.
Yeah.
Like, it's just seen as, like, a different, like,
we should talk group. About this in another episode.
Oh my God, Akila, every time. But, like, I feel like that's just, that's another thing. Like, I feel like that's why, like, Indians feel like that. We just vibe with everyone. Honestly, yeah. India, the best. I'm very patriotic.
Yeah.
Okay. I really want to get into Family Guy because I don't want this episode to be too long.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what do you think? Like, I feel like Family Guy, like, touches upon, like, a spectrum of subjects that, like, you know, range from racism, abuse, domestic violence, incest, okay, ableism, oh my like, God. So much more.
Yeah.
Like, the incest part is hilarious to me, but also, like, what the actual hell is going on? So, like, what do you think of these shows, like, particularly? Do you think it's okay with the type of jokes that I make?
See, I've... Again, I haven't watched the show entirely. I only ever watched, like...
The clips. Excuse me, like, I'm sorry. Yeah, Instagram, like, algorithm just throws in so much, like, Family Guy in that.
I know. And it's, like, I don't even want to watch, I like, offensive memes or dark humor. It's always... Instagram's always doing this to me. Anyways, so... Like, I've seen, like, I specifically for this episode, I searched up most offensive Family Guy.
Like, I showed you the offensive reels with me. Like, oh my God. Have been through this together.
Exactly. And see, the thing is, a lot of times, I think they do.
Oh my God.
They do social commentary well, right?
Yeah.
And I keep repeating the same sentence again. But you get what I mean. They, like, there's, like, a literary device term for this. I need to search that up. But anyways, they do it well. And they talk about how the society views these people instead of laughing at it. But then again, they also do jokes where they do laugh at it. Like, straight up just laugh at the marginalized groups. So I feel like it's kind of, like, contradictory in a sense. If you're trying to look at it like, oh, Family Guy does dark humor well, then you have to also take into some jokes where they just straight up make fun of these people.
Yeah, you know, like, I actually... For me, like, this whole topic... Like, I'm so glad we're doing this episode because this whole topic is sort of, like, grave me. Like, I feel like it's a very, like, you have extreme opinions or not. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just have very, like, in-center opinions with dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of confusing, honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, do you feel like after making a dark humor joke, let's say, like, we watch Family Guy or something, and it, like, shows domestic violence repeatedly, are you meant to be left feeling, like, unsettled? Because I don't think that's what dark humor is anymore.
That isn't what it is anymore.
It's because normalized.
They made it normalized. But the point of it was originally to make it so that, hey, I should reflect on something like this, or I should think about people who are going through this. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
for example,
back to awareness, basically.
Yeah, back to the Veer Das joke. Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe, like, it, at least for an Indian audience, it might leave people thinking. And maybe that's why they got so offended. They're like, hey, we know we like it, that happens in our country, and that's why they reflected on it, and that's why they thought, hey, this is like giving India a bad rep.
I feel like it depends on the context, honestly, but I do, that's what, like, I find very confusing about dark humor. Like, are you just meant to take it all in without feeling anything, or is that meant... I feel like dark humor is meant to instigate thought.
It is. I feel like that's what it actually should be.
Yeah, good dark humor instigates another thought.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it leaves you at least with something
to
have. Like, I feel like silly humor or something is just, like, you laugh and you'll forget about it. But, like, dark humor is the one that really sticks.
Yeah.
Because you'll be thinking about that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, like, just, like, wrapping this up, even if it does have things that... leave you feeling like reflective about society and blah blah blah, there still should be limits about what you're joking about. Even if you are the greatest comedian of all time, there still should be limits about what you're speaking about and how you term it. And, you know, it's just about you know, the way you use your platform. You know what I mean? Like, all these Reddit memes and, like, Instagram memes, they're all just, like, they're all just meant to make people offended. And they're like, oh, my God, these people are so offended by my jokes. Like, they can't take anything. Like, snowflakes are going to attack me. There's going to be an army of girls attacking me. Why do they always say that? Like, I swear they always say 14-year-old girls are attacking me.
But I, like, for me, at least, like, I just want to think, for me, like, good dark humor, like, obviously there are a lot of things that go into good dark humor, but when a joke is made to be, like, a good dark humor joke is made with the intention to either spread awareness, to make social commentary, to, like heal yourself, like, calm yourself down, because, like, coping mechanism, or to, like, to make a joke.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, offending a particular person or community.
Exactly. When
you, unless it's, like, the reaction of dark, for a dark humor joke should be based in how you're using it. If you're using it to, like, spread awareness, then, yeah, it should invoke, like, I guess a bit of chaos. Like, I feel like Veerdas's joke, like, I feel like we keep circling back to it, but it's, like, the best, like, example in this thing. Like, why his joke was so great? Because it invoked that sort of chaos and havoc, and people are actually looking into the subject.
Exactly.
Right, so when you're making social commentary and all, it should instigate thought. It should leave you a bit like, oh my god, what the hell? But then when you're just making a joke, like, I feel like this happens a lot of time when you're making, you're, like, using it as a coping mechanism around your friends and all. Like, it's fine to get, like, a normal reaction, like, just a laugh or something without really instigating that much thought after it. Like, you don't want to leave your friends, like, thinking about, like, too much into stuff. You get what I mean? I feel like I'm not being able to frame.
No, I get what you mean. Like, and in a sense, like, I feel like the things like what Veerdas does are kind of like poetry in a sense, because they leave you thinking. You know, they leave you thinking about the deeper meanings.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah. Putting it. So that's what. So the moment you start using dark humor to, like, offend a particular community, when you're using dark humor as a tool to instigate, like, a bad reaction, something that really offends somebody, I feel like then that's, like, not
good humor. That's the limit.
Like, yeah, that's, like, where you should be crossing the line. Yeah. And also, just, like, my opinion personally, I mean, yeah, my opinion personally, same thing. Like, I just feel like there should, don't make that much fun of other people's traumas. Like, I don't think that's your space. Like, there's,
you don't have their consent to, like, joke about
and
that.
Even, like, forget, like, consent or something. Like, it's just, why would you want to pick up somebody else's trauma? Like, for example, like, if Akila specifically has some sort of, like, bad experience or something, and I constantly use that as the butt of my joke, like, that's not okay. Like, that is not good dark humor. Please don't just randomly pick up people's traumas and start making jokes of it. Like, that's not good. So, I feel like, yeah, for me, that's just, like, the basis of what good dark humor is. What do you think?
Like, me too. Like, I feel like as long as it's not crossing over people's boundaries, then it's fine. Like, I mean, obviously everyone has different boundaries, and you can't, I feel like even if you say the nicest thing on earth, some people are going to be offended because of something that happened in their life. You can't control that. But if it's objectively, like, objectively unethical to say that, maybe just don't. Like, would you rather make a few set of unhinged people laugh, or few set of unhinged people laugh and the rest just straight up furious at you, or, like, literally upset, or, like, could leave them literally crying or trigger something that happened in their past, like, like, trigger them to think about that? Would you rather have that or have everyone appreciate what you've done with the joke?
So I actually want to pick about, like, one thing you said specifically. I want to discuss subjectivity and objectivity of certain topics. Like, obviously a lot of things are just open for interpretation. It's like how a person, like, takes it, and, like, and, like, whatever, like, how they dissect it. But a lot of things are objectively wrong. And, like, for example, saying the N-word is objectively wrong. It's derogatory. Like, it's racist. Do not use it.
South Park did.
Oh, my God. Let's all get into that. And using, for me, honestly, homophobic slurs is not okay. Like, that does not really, like,
slurs in general. Like, something that is mainly just used to, like, tear down a person.
I know a lot of people say, like, if they're from that community, like, the slur was used for that community. Like, let's say, like, a gay person using a homophobic slur. Like, a lot of people, like, classify that as okay. But in my case, like, it's not okay. Like, I just feel like it's a cheap shot. Like, why? Why do you need to use that? But it's just, like, certain things are just objectively not okay. It's not debatable. It's not subjective. It's not a game. But I guess, chill, dude. It's just a joke.